Here at the International Poultry Expo, I'm speaking with Dan Mayer with Novus International. Dan, what's your title?
Vice President of the Americas.
And that's what we're going to be talking about here, is the Americas, and specifically Canada, the U.S., and the northern part of Latin America. And this year, I guess, is a little bit better than it was at this time last year. But what is the outlook at this point, as you see it, in this part of the poultry market?
Well, I think as far as broilers are concerned, the outlook is better than it was this time last year. I think the supply and demand is a little better situated. I think some of the cuts, bird weight reductions that have gone on are starting to result in a little bit better markets. Obviously, poultry's over the last year has gone down in consumption, which is probably a result of the food service sector's impact of people staying at home and eating a little bit more from home than going out, and so certainly that's. That's had an impact on consumption down, but I think the industry has adjusted to all those factors, and I think the outlook is at least decent right now. I think the key is going to be a couple key things: the value of the dollar, as far as the impact that has on imports and exports. I certainly think that consumption, the economy. I see poultry rebounding. I'm very bearish on poultry, both broilers and layers. When I talk about being bearish, I think with the recession being the way that it is in the economy, I do think that when you look at animals converting, certainly broilers and layers convert grains to meat and eggs as efficiently as any of the animals out there. In the industry sectors, we want all meats to be growing from a consumption standpoint, but certainly if people are looking to make choices, I think from protein standpoint, chicken and eggs certainly may be the benefit of some people trading down from pork and from red meat. So, and then I think as you look at the world economy, depending on how populations grow, I do think poultry, you'll see that being an emerging consumption market. So I think trend line-wise, the consumption outlook for broilers and for layers is very positive.
But as far as the industry itself is concerned, as you said, we're in better shape than we were a year ago, mainly because our feed costs have gone down. At least they're not as low as they were, but they've moderated at least somewhat. Has this helped the industry then?
Oh, I think it's helped. But feed costs are always going to go up and down. Certainly, fuels are down some right now. With corn being down, is that having an impact on the ethanol plants pulling back some? Which I think you have that. So obviously. When corn's not going towards fuel, obviously that for our customers in the industry, that's certainly a positive. I mean, I think certainly we have to be smart domestically, U.S. on how we market. Russia, is in the process of pulling away from taking the back half of the bird, which they've historically done. But the numbers aren't indicating that the exports are down that much, which tells me that. The leg quarters and the dark half, the back half of the bird is finding homes in other emerging markets, and I think that's U.S.'s challenge. Brazil is doing a very good job of developing their broiler base and doing a good job of marketing their products and the quality standards that they're doing, and I think the U.S. has to continue to look for creative ways to market broiler not only domestically but internationally.
Well, probably the biggest impact on the industry this year has been the strength, I'd say, of the animal activists and what they've been able to accomplish in, say, California and that kind of thing. What impact do you see as the outlook as far as the impact on that, the animal rights activists, on the industry?
I think that is always going to be a challenge regardless. I mean, certainly they're hitting the layer side of the business heavy on the production system, on the cages, and it's an education issue, in my opinion. The activists are doing a very good job of taking well-funded campaigns and targeting specific segments with their message. The question is their message is not accurate, and people can get misled quite a bit. I think our challenge as an industry continues to be to educate the masses on us having a very sustainable production system that produces very affordable, safe food. And so, I think you're seeing a lot of the allied member groups within the various industries that are attacking this. And I think we need to come together across animal agriculture to get the word out, quite honestly, to kids younger in school so they understand the systems, that they understand agriculture, that they understand why animals are raised in the manner that they're raising them. I know that there's still a lot of science being done to make sure that our production systems are backed by good science, but you know, we have to get our message out through farmers. I mean, farmers have been viewed as to be very credible to the consumer. Consumers maybe don't, you know, what you look at the data would indicate that maybe they don't trust industry and government as much as they do farmers. And so I think we need to be smart on how we market ourselves and how we get our message out on a very affordable, very safe food system that's in place today versus the rhetoric that you see the activists trying to throw around.
Well, as far as these issues, sustainability, animal rights, even the increase in population, all of this, what do you see as Novus's role in within the poultry industry as well? Plus, you serve all of the livestock sector, and you're talking about really everybody coming together, the farmers having to be more proactive and getting their message out. What is Novus's role? How can you help?
Twofold. Number one, we need to help our customers advance the enhancement nutritionally of their products down the food channel. You know, we focus on the gut of the animal, on improving the finished product quality, and making sure that you can reduce mortality, that you can ensure that the product quality is sound so that most of what is produced is consumed. And we believe we have a role in doing that. Secondly, you know, we're very active in supporting the industry because we believe in the messages and we believe on what needs to be communicated. You know, we have a very sustainable platform. So our job is to make sure that we be a partner with our customers and with the industry representatives on education. We have an impact on the environmental aspect of what's going on. It's important. We want to help on the welfare issues of ensuring that the animals are treated in the best nutrition and the best components to produce a very affordable food system.
All right, thank you very much. That's Dan Mayer with Novus International here at the International Poultry Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.